This is called fair use and is allowed for purposes of criticism, news reporting, teaching, and parody, which doesn't infringe of copyright under 17 USC 107. So, today, 9/11 of 2023, is the 22nd year anniversary from this event that changed the world. So I put a little mini documentary together for you guys. Watch this one through till the end.
Building 6. It was a 10-story building. It's a 500,000 square feet. That's a lot. It's missing the interior of the building. It's not crushed. It's not in the basement or something like that. It's actually missing. It's like somebody scooped it out. Now, think about this building. It's missing its core. That's your smoking gun. You don't need nothing else. Nobody's going to be able to argue with this. They can't say, oh, there's a nuke went off in that building, because the core of the building is actually missing, but the exterior is intact. They're not going to be able to get away with saying, oh, it's just crushed or it's gone into the basement, because it's not in the basement and it never got crushed. Everybody knows this. It's missing. Everybody ignored it. And it's not going to be ignored no more. This is something that you have to push out there. You have to do that. It's the there it is. That's the inside of Building 6. The walls are intact. The basement is intact. And nobody has a friggin' clue what could do this. I wonder what's going through his head. There's no desks. There's no chairs. No office furniture. There's no bathrooms. Everything is rusted. Everything is hanging symmetrically straight down. And the floor is intact. Does it look like any big chunks of metal came down here and smashed all this in? What smashed all this in? If it got smashed in, nothing, say, or you would see it here right now. The basement's intact. The walls are intact. You know, I can't explain it. It's not a nuclear explosion. It's not nanothermite that done something like that. It's not an air blast over it or some kind of obvious thing. There's people everywhere. Nobody knows what happened to this. It's a big friggin' mystery. And it's certainly not explosives. It's certainly not some kind of incendiary devices. It's not some kind of kinetic energy devices. Even though you see how everything is hanging, but it's not kinetically smacked apart and blown apart. Everything is symmetrical. It's just totally missing. That's where one of the towers kind of almost spilled over, and people said that's what crushed the inside of it. But now we finally see that that certainly wasn't a factor. Nobody knows what happened here. There it is. That's the inside of Building 6. The walls are intact. The basement is intact. And nobody has a friggin' clue what could do this.
Hey, Tommy Truthful here from TruthMafia.com. What would you do if I told you they were designed to fall? In 1968, the construction of the World Trade Center began. This same year, George Bush graduated from Skull and Bones. This is the same year they coined the term coronavirus. It was also the same year they made 9/11, the emergency dialing code. 33 years later, George Bush, who graduated Skull and Bones that year, is now the U.S. president, sitting in a room reading kids something about a goat and plane hit steel, right? I pet goat. That's where we get that whole connection from. Now check this out, y'all. 19 years after 9/11, what happens? COVID-19. We're on a 19-year Metonic moon cycle. Chaos is 19. Fakery 19. The alleged 19 hijackers. So we see them putting this energy that's called chaos magic. That's what they're doing. They put their energy into a sigil. The sigil being the Twin Towers. Then when they destroy that sigil in the physical, it releases all that energy. So all the movies we watched that showed the destruction of the Twin Towers, that was you putting your life force, your energy into that. It's a magic spell. That's what it is. And we've seen the predictive programming with the Illuminati card games that came out 7 years prior. I mean, it's crazy, man.
It was widely reported that men had been celebrating the attack after recording the first plane strike. They were not Al-Qaeda, but they were detained.
I grabbed my binoculars and I could see the towers from my window. And this is where I'm looking. And all of a sudden, down there, I see this van park. And I see three guys on top of the van. And I could see that they were like happy. You know, they didn't look shocked to me. You know, they didn't look shocked.
There was a group of Israelis, some of whom later were revealed as Mossad assets, who were arresting and high-fiving and videotaping the crash of the airplanes into the World Trade Towers.
Several other men were detained after a van full of explosives was stopped outside of Manhattan.
Earlier we had heard that an FBI spokesperson said that there was a report on the George Washington Bridge, which is another facility which you folks are responsible for policing, a report that there had been a van stopped there that had explosives.
Asked this week about another sprawling investigation and the detention of 60 Israelis since September 11th, the Bush administration treated the questions like hot potatoes.
I will just refer you to Department of Justice with it. I'm not familiar with the report.
I'm aware Israeli citizens have been detained. With respect to why they are being detained and the other aspects of your question, whether it's because they are in intelligence services or what they were doing, I will defer to the Department of Justice and the FBI to answer that.
On March 6, 2002, a draft report from the DEA said it may well be an organized intelligence gathering activity. Despite all of this, all the Israelis were let go without any espionage charges being filed. Fox News anchors Brit Hume and Carl Cameron would do a four-part investigation into these in December of 2001 and yield stunning results.
It has been more than 16 years since a civilian working for the Navy was charged with passing secrets to Israel. Jonathan Pollard pled guilty to conspiracy to commit espionage and is serving a life sentence. At first, Israeli leaders claimed Pollard was part of a rogue operation, but later took responsibility for his work. Now Fox News has learned some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
Since September 11th, more than 60 Israelis have been arrested or detained, either under the new Patriot anti-terrorism law or for immigration violations. A handful of the military were among those detained, according to investigators, who say some of the detainees also failed polygraph questions when asked about alleged surveillance activities against and in the United States. Investigators suspect that the Israelis may have gathered intelligence about the attacks in advance and not shared it. A highly placed investigator said there are, quote, tie-ins. But when asked for details, he flatly refused to describe them, saying, quote, evidence linking these Israelis to 911 is classified. I cannot tell you about evidence that has been gathered. It's classified information.
Now, when the FBI investigated, it quickly unraveled to be the largest foreign spy ring ever inside the United States, the largest. Even the Soviet Union had not been spying on the United States as much as Israel has been doing. So the FBI started to round up these spies. They started to arrest them very quietly. And they were about halfway through this process of rounding up this spy ring when 9/11 happened.
Numerous classified documents obtained by Fox News indicate that even prior to September 11th, as many as 140 other Israelis had been detained or arrested in a secretive and sprawling investigation into suspected espionage by Israelis in the United States. Investigators, government agencies are part of a working group that's been compiling evidence since the mid-90s. These documents detail hundreds of incidents in cities and towns across the country that investigators say, quote, may well be an organized intelligence gathering activity. The first part of the investigation focuses on Israelis who say they are art students from the University of Jerusalem and Bezalel Academy. Documents say they, quote, targeted and penetrated military bases, the DEA, FBI, and dozens of other government facilities, and even secret offices and unlisted private homes of law enforcement and intelligence personnel. The majority of those questioned, quote, stated they served intelligence, electronic surveillance intercept, and or explosive ordnance units. Why would Israelis spy in and on the U.S.? A General Accounting Office investigation referred to Israel as Country A and said, quote, according to a U.S. intelligence agency, the government of Country A conducts the most aggressive espionage operation against the U.S. of any U.S. ally. The document concludes, quote, Israel possesses the resources and technical capability to achieve its collection objectives.
What about this question of advanced knowledge of what was going to happen on 9/11? How clear are investigators that some Israeli agents may have known something?
Well, it's very explosively, and there's a great deal of evidence that they say they have collected. None of it necessarily conclusive. It's more when they put it all together. A bigger question, they say, is how could they not have known? Almost a direct quote, Brett.
It is now apparent that this intelligence ring was inside the U.S., had prior knowledge of 9/11, and had a classified role in 9/11, which officials refused to discuss. It was also able to penetrate U.S. intelligence agencies and secret offices, yet all were released. The men who were detained due to the report they were taping the first plane crash and then celebrating and joking about it actually went on television and admitted it was their job to record.
And at that point, we were taken for another round of questioning, this time related to our allegedly being members of Mossad. The fact of the matter is, we are coming from a country that experiences terror daily. Our purpose was to document the event.
How could they have known about the attack? And who sent them to document it? The evidence points to a large intelligence network inside the United States that had teams on the ground, such as the ones recording the attack, and electronic surveillance teams gathering information.
Seen buildings completely destroyed like this before, but only when done intentionally. Danny Jawenko is the expert on this in Europe. What did he say?
Dit is controlled demolition.
Zeker weten.
Zeker weten. Er is nagesprongen. Dit is in opdracht gebeurd. Het heeft een team gedaan van experts.
Let's compare. Explosives are used to demolish buildings like this in just seconds. Okay, so it's a controlled demolition. What's the problem with that? Well, it happened on the afternoon of 9/11 at the World Trade Center. Let's just think about this. Controlled demolitions cannot be engineered and rigged in a day. It takes months. And therefore, this event must have been planned in advance.
Oh, boy. You hear that?
Keep your eye on that building. It'll be coming down.
The building is about to blow up. Move it back.
We are walking back. There's a building about to blow up.
Did they actually use the word brought down? And who was it that was telling you this?
In the fire department. And they did use the word, we're going to have to bring it down.
Okay, guys, this is very important. On 9/11, we had the dog Sirius die, remember? And then this year's the 22nd year anniversary of 9/11. 22nd anniversary is 3/2/2. Now, this is why on 8/8, they did the Maui fire ritual. As Sirius, the dog star, Canis Majoris, was blazing at the 38 degree mark. Fire is 38. Remember, it happened 38 days after that woman flipped out on the plane. The 5 points of fellowship from the pentagram symbolized within masonry as the blazing star, which is the Egyptian dog star Sirius, the brightest star in the nighttime sky, appearing in the east, or the eastern star. Being the brightest star makes Sirius the lone star, the sun aside. They call it the hidden sun. Canis Majoris, the hidden sun, the five-pointed pentagram, right? This is the number one worship thing within Freemasonry. And look at that 84 cipher matching with 22nd year anniversary. September 23rd is the day I keep talking about, guys. And I keep seeing it over and over again. Now, I was always saying September 23rd of 2024, but there's a lot of matching numerology with the 22nd year anniversary, so that's kind of scaring me. And on 9/11, Flight 11, hit 2 11s in the sky in the 11th city, New York City, 11 letters. We invade Afghanistan, 11 letters, right? And then you had Flight 77 hit the 77-foot-tall Pentagon on the 77th Meridian West, 77 minutes after takeoff. The call sign, you guessed it, Venus 77. For more information, check us out on all social media and go to truthmafia.com. Truthful, out.